Cecil Lentz is the Libertarian candidate for County Commissioner of Greene County District 2. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. I'm glad to be on.
So can you tell us just a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm 40 years old, raised here in Greene County, Springfield, and I was born in Fort Worth, Texas. And I went to school here, and I have a son who is 15 years old. And I have an associate's degree in performing arts and acting discipline. And I have a long history with the, since I was registered to vote, I've been a member of the Libertarian Party.
Okay, and why are you running for office?
I'm running for office to give the voters an option. Currently, the race that I'm in is the only contested race in Greene County. And the other races are unopposed. So, you know, it's either don't vote or vote for the candidate. So I'm giving the voters an option to vote for another candidate. My opponent is, he's a career politician. He has a history of voting for tax increases. He was even quoted by the local newspaper saying that he would vote for the half-cent tax increase. And I have pledged not to vote for any tax increases.
And how would you describe the district you're trying to represent and the issues that citizens are concerned with?
Well, here in Greene County, being a subdivision of the state of Missouri, we're really concerned right now with the jail situation. Greene County and Springfield entered into a contract, and Greene County was unable to fulfill that agreement. And so that contract is now in litigation. And so a lot of citizens are concerned with the placement of people on warrants, municipal warrants and stuff like that. In fact, just recently, Springfield announced that they were going to be looking at other cities like Joplin, which means Springfield residents that are picked up on municipal warrants will be transported to Joplin, Missouri, which will put a lot of those individuals, regardless of the citation or what kind of warrant that may be, will have to find a way back to Springfield in, after they are released. So there's concerns there going on, as well as where are we going to put these people, because Springfield hasn't built a municipal facility. Other issues include the infrastructure, our roads and highways and bridges here, and being able to maintain those roads and stuff. And so we're, we need to be looking at ways of improving our roads without having to constantly throw money into potholes year after year after year. The third thing would be, you know, a lot of the citizens here in Greene County are we pay property taxes. Well, we have elderly, we have disabled, and we have veterans that are on fixed incomes. And typically a lot of them receive the minimum benefit, which means if they paid the full amount which is due, they would not have any money for medications or for food. And so I'm working with a couple of state legislators to get a bill in Jeff City next year that would allow for installment plans for such individuals so that they can be able to afford to make their payments before the end of the year and keep their home.
Okay, and regarding the jail issue, what do you think should be done about the county jail?
Well, what should be done, and I can only speak from what I think. I can't tell you exactly what the courts are going to do with that contract. But I believe that they should go into mediation, and there needs to be an exit to the contract as soon as possible. We should not be entering into any contracts that we cannot fulfill. Springfield revenue is about $80 million a year. Greene County is about $35 million a year. Springfield could afford to build its own book and release facility with a minimum of 5 beds. Greene County has a jail facility. I don't think we need to be housing nonviolent offenders. When people come in, get pulled over for speeding or other minor offenses, they should not have to be incarcerated for those offenses. There used to be a time when people would be released on citations and asked to appear before the courts. A lot of times there are bench warrants where the individuals need to be held over for to see the municipal judge. Those individuals should be taken to a book and release facility where they can appear before the judge, where they can where the city can handle that category of municipal offenders. Greene County Jail is for people who have committed violent offenses and that are a danger or a flight risk. And so as long as we're housing people for municipal offenses and for nonviolent offenses, we're going to have overcrowding in our jail.
And what are your plans regarding the budget?
The budget of for Greene County?
Yes.
Well, plans for Greene County is we need to find, I'm looking at right now auditing the county, finding out what areas that our current audits are not investigating. We need to find where we're losing money. We need to plug those holes. We need to reduce taxes. We need to, you know, if the smaller the budget, the better it is for the people of for the residents of Greene County, because that means there's less taxes being collected. Well, if we have a large amount of money being collected, and that means there's a lot of expenses that the county has. Why do we have such high rates of expenses when there are other options that we can look into, like outsourcing certain things, so it's not a burden on the taxpayer? So there's a lot of research that needs to be done in those areas, because, you know, when we have wasteful government, we're going to have extremely high taxes, and it's time that we start really looking at these, at reducing these things. Recently, it was said that, you know, Greene County has lower taxes than anywhere else in Southwest Missouri, but a tax is still a tax, and taxes still can be burdensome to the residents. So we need to loosen and lessen those burdens upon the taxpayer as well as the residents of Greene County. Look at other ways of collecting taxes instead of collecting an annual direct tax on property. Maybe we should start looking at collecting through user fees, which that would be a state legislature amendment to the state statutes. But there are other things that we need to start looking at. And one thing I'm wanting to do is advocate on behalf of Greene County residents and work with our elected officials here in Greene County for state legislature. The state reps that represent Greene County can be an asset, and to be able to sit down with them and say, hey, these are the concerns that Missouri residents have. What can we do to find other ways or look for ways of getting rid of these things? So, you know, it's government's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and it has continued to get out of control over the years. And the people, the voters, the residents, are a lot of them are disenfranchised or disgruntled. They're really getting tired, sick of government, and a lot of them have lost faith in their government. So it's time that, you know, we elect people who are not career politicians, that don't have lobbyists in their back pocket, that will represent the people. You know, I'm not going to go in there to become king of Greene County. I'm going to go in there to be a servant to the residents of Greene County.
You mentioned infrastructure and roads and bridges. So what are your goals regarding infrastructure and transportation along with that in your district?
Well, you mentioned transportation. There's a lot of people in our rural areas that come into Springfield frequently for doctor's office visits, especially our elderly that live in the rural areas of Greene County. And so one thing I'd want to be looking into is probably talking with Fisk and seeing about getting a county transportation system set up, bringing people, scheduling transportation to get these people front to and from at force, and finding ways to be able to fund that transportation for Greene County. And because there's that, a lot of that is probably is needed, and so I'm looking at possibly four buses, small 15 passenger buses that would be able to provide that service in for our elderly, disabled, and our veterans in Greene County. And looking at the bridges and looking at the roads and stuff, you know, a lot of times they're doing superficial resurfacing of our roads, which means they, once they have scraped off the little top layer and they put the new layer down, 6 months later, we've got potholes again. We got cracking. We have other issues going on with the roads, especially after the winter when we've had been hit with snow and all that. One thing I'd like to start seeing is more routine maintenance, daily maintenance of our roads. You know, there's a pothole. We need to take care of it immediately. I'd like to see actual true resurfacing of our roads where these roads will last longer, and finding companies that we can bring in. We're already currently doing this, but, you know, and opening up for bidding. But finding ways to make it less expensive and reducing our budget for highway and road maintenance without decreasing the quality of the roads. I'd like to be able to cut our roads and infrastructure maintenance by a third, but improve the quality of our roads at the same time.
Okay, you've mentioned
Yes. Ahead.
No, you. What were you going to say?
I was going to say the only way that we can do that is by reaching out to construction companies and finding out and getting the best bids possible, rather than just going with, you know, the same companies we have for year after year after year, because, well, that's what we've always done, and so, you know, roads and maintenance is just a very important thing, and getting our county maintenance crews out there to rock and sand our streets before the snow comes. Once we've done that, we'll have clearer roads whenever the snow comes during the winter. So there's a lot of things that need to be really addressed for Greene County, and getting those things implemented is going to take a lot of work, because, you know, Greene County's typically done the same thing over and over again, and we still have the same conditions we've always had.
So you've mentioned several issues. I was wondering, do you have any specific plans regarding education?
Well, you know, education's very important, and I'm an advocate for education. My son's 15 years old, and he has autism, and I'm an advocate for autism. And so education is a very important thing, you know, and making sure that our citizens have access to education. I would like to see, you know, I'd like to see private institutions come in to provide education. You know, even charter schools would be an awesome alternative. I know we already have some of these things already set up here in Springfield and Greene County. But making sure the access is available, and helping with structuring of homeschool, because Springfield has very much the loosest laws and most freest laws in the United States when it comes to homeschooling. But the parents need to be able to have access to some kind of structure. So, you know, being able to get them a list of online institutions so that they can, you know, their children can get online and start and getting the books from these institutions and start getting a structured education through these resources would be a very good plus in our schools. And you know, I think there needs to be a major reconstruction done of our education system, but you know, we have to deal with what we have now. I mean, we can't be looking, you know, 15 or 20 years into the future, which we should be, but we got to be worried about today too, today's children. And being able to have a lot of after-school programs and things for our kids to get involved in. I mean, there's already things available now, but to be able to pull these resources together and be able to make these things available. And I think the only way that we can really do that is through our neighborhoods and our communities, through the PTAs, and being able to give more power, empowering the student, empowering the teachers and the parents to be able to have access to these things so that they can provide these services to their children and get this education out there. And, you know, that's one thing is for sure, is that if we don't start worrying about education, you know, is just something that will either we're going to oversaturate it with political mandates, or we're going to just totally neglect it. And we can't afford to do either one. Having an informed and educated society is very important.
And as a final question, what would you tell the audience? What would make you the choice candidate over your opponent?
Well, my opponent, who is a former state representative, is a career politician. He's one of the establishment politicians. He has... if you want to check him out, he has a lot of investments that have not come from individuals but from special interests. I'm not a career politician. I'm just a resident of Greene County. I'm an average working class individual, and I'm a homeowner. These are the things, you know, that qualify me as a citizen of Greene County, and I want to represent the people and give them an option to be a voice for the for those who don't have a voice. You know, my opponent, you know, he's got special interests in his back pocket. He's coming back from Jeff City back to Greene County. So if you want an establishment candidate, you want a candidate who has a history of voting for tax increases, you know, then you can vote for my candidate. But if you want a candidate who will be a voice for the people, who is not an establishment candidate, who will not vote for tax increases, and who will work diligently to reduce taxes and to lessen the burdens on our elderly, our disabled, and our veterans, I'm the candidate for you.
Okay, we've been talking to Cecil Ince, the Libertarian candidate for County Commissioner of Greene County, District 2. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.